have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Cranda. I'm here with Nils Smith. Nils, I feel like we haven't talked to each other for a while on a podcast.
It's been a little bit, and I'm, you know, I hear that I'm kind of the guy that pops in every now and then, and you're the regular. I apologize, Jay, for the craziness, but I've got to say thank you for the nice things you said last episode with Nick Runyon. You want to repeat those, Jay? It just made my day to hear those as I listened to it. What was it you said again?
I pulled a Men in Black and I have totally forgotten everything. No. Nils, do you really want to have some kind of intimate moment here right now on the podcast? Is that
yeah,
what you
I do? I do, Jay. Okay. I feel like our listeners would like for that too.
I care about you, Nils.
Yeah, Nils is a great guy, is what I heard.
Okay. You know what? Okay. So on today's show, we're going to talk about Facebook targeting. We're going to explore and kind of, you're going to share a little bit about an event you went to, a Facebook business event.
Yep.
So we're going to get into that. But I do want to highlight, we got a sponsor for the show.
We do.
We want to share about these guys. These are guys that have been on the show in the past, Van and Justin. And so so it's about That Church Conference. That Church Conference is a premier conference for those in church communications, marketing, and creative roles, with a big two-day conference every year in Atlanta and workshops throughout the U.S. They are providing the most practical training for churches. Now, they are providing that training online through a new community site at thatchurchconference.com community. thatchurch.com community is a place for those. I'm going to give the URL because I'm like having a hard time with this.
Yeah.
Is for church communications to share and collaborate online. You can access all of the conferences and workshop videos online, plus a ton of other resources and training material. So go to thatchurch.community. And so that's a great resource. We're actually talking to them about some getting some of our stuff up there. So go to thatchurch.community. If you're in communications training, it's not just live stuff. It's also a bunch of on-demand. So go there. Check that out.
It's a great resource. Good community to be a part of. Going to be great resources. We're excited to share. We love Justin and Van. Most of our listeners are aware of what they're doing. So go get to be a part of it. It's crazy affordable, the value they're adding. Just do it. You know, jump in, be a part of the community, share with others. You know, we love it. So let's jump into the topic, Jay, of the day: Facebook targeting.
Yes.
So I'll jump into it. So I went to this Facebook business influencers event, or I don't know exactly what it is. It was on the Upper East Side here in New York. It was a ton of fun. Some really basic stuff, which is, it's always interesting to almost go back through the basics of Facebook and various post types. And you know, they really pressed into how much video is growing Facebook Live. You know, that what we're all seeing, you know, the explosion there. But targeting, they said, is the sweet spot for businesses. And I would say it's also the sweet spot for churches. Yeah. And so there's two areas of targeting that they really pushed on. And I've been just digging into it since the event, is targeting with your post. You know, most people don't realize that you can put a post out in the newsfeed and target a certain demographic of people that likes your page. And so you can post something as your church and say, we want this post to really only go out to, you know, women between the ages of 25 and 35 and, you know, that live in, you know, Orange County, California. And so you really can have that very specifically targeted post for that audience. And then advertising is the same way. You can run ads to a very targeted audience. And so what a lot of people do is they're like, well, we want everyone to see everything. Well, not everything is valuable to everyone. And so, you know, like things like a sermon clip might be valuable to everyone. But when you're promoting, you know, a women's ministry 5K fundraising event, it might not be valuable for everyone. It's really only valuable for women, you know? And so target it. And the more targeted you post it, the more Facebook is going to show it to that demographic. And while it might not have the same large numbers, it's more valuable numbers because it's going to exactly the people that you want to see it. And it's not cluttering the newsfeed of the people that aren't, won't be interested in it. And so it's just, it's a way of adding extra value, and you can't do that on any other social network. The truth is you can maybe do that in email if you have a really complex database, but Facebook is really making it easy for you because of all the data they have. What I'm curious, Jay, your thoughts or your experience at all with targeting on Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a couple of times, this idea that idea of having that deep data mining from Facebook is kind of the sweet spot. The more people post on Facebook, the more Facebook can glean things from what you like and so forth, and vice versa, be able to target to you. So they're really, for those who are heavy users, Facebook knows the most about you, and they're able to essentially, without giving away private information, they're able to get the right things in front of you. And I think at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want, it's kind of Seth Godin's, you know, we're going to have smaller tribes, but tighter tribes.
Yep.
And so even if you're selling this specialty thing, if you can get in front of 100 people that do that, you know, you can make this money if you charge this. And so Facebook has provided that opportunity. It's harnessed everything that's, you know, I think great about the internet. You can connect people from all around, and now advertisers can get in front of it. Now, I think the hardest part is, like anybody, when we are in, especially if as somebody who's on staff at a church, you're planning things, you're doing things, you got the whirlwind of life kind of keeping you. And when you go to maybe promote something, you tend to just write some text, throw up a picture, boom, that's it. You're not even thinking about all this other stuff. And and what you should be doing is exactly what you just talked about. You should be going into the sweet secret sauce of Facebook, and you should be listing out all the demographics. And what I love about targeting is I love the interests. Yep. I love when you start typing it in. I was talking to some church planners at a conference recently, and I was saying how you need to target those who are like you. And so I said, you can target people that are interested in God. You can say Christianity, because just because they're listed as Christian doesn't mean they're following Jesus. Okay. And then you can listen. Then you can say, and I threw out this crazy idea, like, what if you're really into a TV show? What if you target everybody who likes that TV show? So the idea is that they show up, you might have, so the idea is that you're going after a Christian between the ages of, let's say, 12 and, 35 or whatever, who maybe is also, you know, listed as agnostic, who maybe likes this. And then you go, and then I said, what if you threw in like, likes the show Breaking Bad, and you type in Breaking Bad. But the idea is you're trying to identify with your audience, your persona, the people you're going after. But Niels, it takes time, doesn't it? Doesn't it take time to fine tune that target?
You know, and I think that's where there's two sides to it. It takes time and money. You know, people are always like, oh, Facebook ads are expensive. One of the things they said at this event was pay $5 and see if it's worth it, because we think it's going to be worth it. And we think you'll find that it's worth it. And you'll find that it's a valuable use of your money and a valuable use of your time. And so as church leaders, we only have so much time. And here's my philosophy is that with the opportunities that are out there with Facebook and Facebook advertising, when it comes to an evangelism opportunity or initiative that we have as a church, there's incredible opportunity on there right now for a minimal cost. The longer you wait, the more cluttered it's going to get, the more expensive it's going to get. I think it's just a good use of your time and money. It is complicated. It is a little confusing. It does take some time and it does take some money, but it doesn't take a ton of money and it doesn't take a ton of time. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. Because just my role shifting, I'm not running ads anymore. I'm not even updating our Facebook page anymore. I've got teams doing a lot of that. So I've missed out on some of those detailed trends of lookalike audiences. And, you know, the really unique targeting and retargeting is a new thing now with the pixel on Facebook ads. it can get very complicated. And I think it's worth digging into the details of it, because the more complicated and the more detailed you get in it and the more targeted you get, the more effective you become. Yeah. And so I think it's in both advertising and in your specific post. And I think even churches had moved into, we need a women's ministry page, and we need a student ministry page, and we need a young adult ministry page. And I think you can have one church page and you can use targeting, you know, to target specific posts to those groups. And then you have posts for the collective whole. So I think targeting within your page is very valuable, and then boost those posts that are already targeted. And then, you know, lookalike audiences, it's something that I'd heard a lot about, and I faked like I knew what it is about. And I would say I still don't fully understand it, but it's using Facebook's complexity where they basically will look at your, who likes your page and say, this is a lookalike, or how closely do you want to target people that are just like the people on your page? So you can say, we want people in Orange County who also like the same thing as other people on our page. So it might be, you know, there's a lot of people who like the Beatles, you know, and like The Matrix as a movie, you know, and so our church connects with this age group that likes these specific things. So let's target other people like them, because if it connects with these people, it's likely you're going to likely connect with other people similar to them. And that lookalike audience is a really powerful, powerful complex. I mean, this is like a big data situation that Facebook is giving us access to, and it's really not that complicated. You know, as I've started poking around, and then the other thing, Jay, that has been fascinating to me, and I've been going through all the pages that I manage or have access to with the Facebook Business Manager. What you can look at on insights on your Facebook page is one thing. The Business Manager gives you access to a whole new level of data, letting you know who's married, who's single, who owns a house, who rents a house, who is, you know, I mean, all of this even predictive behavior.
How many hours they sleep at night?
Yeah.
What do they dream of?
Yeah.
Do they have a pornography problem?
it's borderline that way. And it's one of those things. I mean, it's like a Big Brother situation where you're like, how does Facebook know all of this? I don't really want to know. But it's valuable to us to understand what the behaviors are. People like our page and even the other pages that they like. Yeah. You know, so you really get a good general interest of people that like your page and who your audience is. It's just powerful. The more you know, the better.
It'd be awkward if you look in like your church's account and it says, most of your users love Ashley Madison. You know, it's like what? Yeah. Okay, I know what my next topic is. It's a couple. Do not Google that. If you do not know it, do not Google it.
No. You just sent it down that path.
Dang it. They're going to get fired from their church. What the heck? Well, this guy from Saddleback was the tangent. I was talking to somebody this week about this idea that churches tend to be really good at tracking attendance and a couple other things. It's usually in between where we kind of, it's vagueness and really having a true understanding. This is the conversation we had with Holly from Vandenblumen about this idea of inbound marketing and tracking things. And if you could really figure out what it looks like to move somebody from your community into your core, and if you had metrics, because what I have found, and on the flip side, targeting, even loose targeting on Facebook, is that it can get really sexy and fun when you throw $500 at an ad and you're like, oh my goodness, I got, you know, 10,000 views. I was working with a friend of mine on a project, and this was happening. We were getting 100,000 views on this video, and we were doing it every week, but we were spending like 200, 250 every week, and it was great. The problem was we weren't getting people moving deeper into the funnel. So I told him, I said, this is kind of like fool's gold right now. I said, this is great, but because nobody's moving deeper into the funnel, we can't spend our way to this. Is that at the end of the day, I want more followers of Jesus. I just don't want a large crowd. And so that's on the flip side, Niels, is that like, you have to mess with that, because at the end of the day, you want to not just get a bunch of views on a video. You don't want just a bunch of likes or so forth. You want people to come to Jesus, get baptized, get into a group, start coming weekly. Yep. And when you look at like, we have this conversation online with Church Online, is that and this is just with church planting overall, one of the, like, I know John Wooster is a guy who talks about this with church planting. He says one of the sad, dirty secrets of church planting and even like growth with churches is the amount of salvations compared to the amount of adult baptisms.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we have 100,000 salvations, yeah, but there's only like 10 baptisms or 100, you know what I mean? And as a church, salvations are great and you don't need to be baptized to get saved and so forth. You know, those are two separate things, but you need to, at the flip side, be careful that you don't get into this habit of spending just for views. You want to make sure, and you need to have that funnel. You need to have that inbound funnel. So it's being wise at both ends. Cause I've been part of it. I've been part of both ends.
Yeah. And I think that's what the targeting can really do. As you define your funnel and where you want to move people, that's where you can really utilize this type of data, because different people are going to move in different ways. And so as a lot of times what you're wanting to move people into is in connection and relationships with each other. And so you want to target people to get them connected in a specific group or a specific activity that's likely going to be targeted to a specific demographic. And so the more you can understand people and where they are and what their needs are and target posts to them, target ads to them, target some kind of calls to action. And then I would say, you know, one of the things we really have learned a lot from with Holly is just, you know, we talk about social media a lot. A big part of that funnel often goes going from Facebook to an email address. And so Facebook has some great lead ads. There's some great call to action ads. So when you have that little button on there that says click here to learn more, or just says learn more, that goes a long way to go to a landing page or go somewhere where they can get more information. But look to have a very clear funnel and then utilize the data that Facebook's giving you to very specifically target people that are going to be drawn to that. And so you kind of initiate the relationship, maybe through a video view that catches their attention and gets them to like the page.
Yeah.
And then funnels them into seeing some other posts that are connected to them. And then they see a call to action button, which gets them to an email address, which allows you to follow up with them and get them connected, which hopefully then leads to a salvation, you know, which leads to a baptism, which leads to them connected in a group. And
yeah,
go on from there. But you have to define your funnel. We can't define the funnel for them, but that as social media is maturing and Facebook specifically, we have more and more opportunities to really zone in on our audience, both the audience we're trying to reach from an evangelistic perspective and the audience we're trying to engage and connect and disciple. Yeah. And so utilizing those tools, and those are different audiences that we're trying to reach on the same page. And so using targeting can really help us to be more effective in doing that.
So what I would say as a practical next step is go to Facebook, spend $10, do some targeting and mess around with the interest. Like, don't just do it, but like go in, play around, spend $10 on a post that's working real well and see what happens. The other thing is, go. Sorry. Hey, you can interrupt me.
Okay, stop talking. I'm taking over right now. So here, use the business manager. You know, if you're not using Facebook Business Manager yet, make sure you're using Business Manager. It unlocks all kinds of cool features and functions. I don't know if it's required anymore. I've been using it for a while, but use Business Manager. Make sure you're in there using it. If you don't know what it is, just Google Facebook Business Manager and it'll have a tool to do it.
Yeah. One of the great advantages of that is that you can have multiple cards, credit cards, if you're charging.
Yes.
I know that I've had that problem where from personal stuff to like, you can get, so like, there's so many advantages from the Facebook business. So what we would love for you to do is, after you do that, send us a note, SMC podcast on Twitter, or send us an email, go to socialmedia.church. We do want to highlight again, thatchurch.community. The guys at that church conference have this great resource. They do events. They do an event in Atlanta every year. They do workshops. They also have this great online community. It's great. Instead of paying somebody, you know, hiring somebody full time and or paying this contractor, they have this great subscription set up where you can get one-on-one coaching and so forth. So go to thatchurch.community. And thank you so much for listening this week, and see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.